الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقد نزل عليكم في الكتاب أن إذا سمعتم آيات الله يكفر بها ويستهزأ بها فلا تقعدوا معهم حتى يخوضوا في حديث غيره إنكم إذا مثلهم إن الله جامع المنافقين والكافرين في جهنم جميعا. In the previous ayat, Allah explained about the various people who are disobedient to Allah Ta'ala. The open kafirs who don't believe in Allah Ta'ala, those who become murtad, that is, they have Islam and then they renegade and they go out of the fold of Islam, and the munafiqeen. Now in this ayat, Allah explains how evil and bad their company is, and warns the Muslims that we must not even keep any company with them, we must not socialize with them, as far as some necessary work is concerned, only to the extent of the work should we engage with them. But besides them, to engage with them, to sit with them, we are prohibited from that. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَدْ نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الْكِتَابِ, اور حکم اتار چکا تم پر قرآن میں. And this command has been revealed to you in the Quran Sharif. What is this Quran? And إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ يُكْفَرُ بِهَا, کہ جب سنو اللہ کے آیتوں پر انکار ہوتے. When you see here that at some place, some gathering, the signs of Allah, the ayahs of Allah, the deen of Allah, people are denying it. وَيُسْتَهْزَأُ بِهَا, or hasi hoti ho, and they're making a joke about deen. In other words, all bad company, that is the leading, those people who deny the kitab, their company, etc. And those people who make a joke out of deen, any such gathering, wherever it is, whoever is talking about things which are contrary to Islam, which is against Islam, فَلَا تَقْعُدُوا مَعَهُمْ, so do not بَيْتُوا اُنْكِ سَاتھ, so do not sit with those people, do not mix with those people, do not attend that gathering also. Anywhere where anything is happening which is against the command of Allah, don't be part of that. And by extension, we can understand that, for example, our sports that we have, and where Allah Ta'ala is not remembered and no namazes are read, everything goes against Sharia. All such gatherings, no matter what kind of gatherings, functions they may be, there may be even family functions, but nothing about deen. And if, especially if any joke is made about deen, if somebody wants to have parda and somebody makes a joke about the parda, somebody asks about halal food and somebody makes a joke about halal food, all such gatherings, we must stay away from such gatherings. And we must stay away from socializing with such people. The effect of that is very, very dangerous. It will affect us, it will affect our children, our thinking, and we will also become like that. حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِ, یہاں تک کہ مشہور اور دوسری بات میں, until they are engaged in some other talk, as long as they are engaged in all these things which are making a mockery out of deen, or by which they are denying the deen, etc. And even after they have stopped talking about those evil things, but their nature is evil, their very inside is evil, so keep away from such people. This is also a very important command of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and today which we are generally unmindful of. We can imagine and think for ourselves how many other places there are where deen is made a joke about. For example, if it's any place the people are talking about Darwin's theory of evolution, then we cannot be part of that at all. We cannot be listening to that and be part of that. Anywhere else where, for example, there is no separation between man and woman, according to Sharia, which is required, and we are part of that. We sit in those gatherings, we take part in those gatherings, we are warned against that, because it's going to have a terrible effect on you, and consequently on your family, your life, your children, everyone. إِنَّكُمْ إِذَمْ مِثْلُهُمْ نَهِي تُوْتُمْ هِي اُنْهِي جَيْسَ هُوْهِ. And if you don't stay away from that, and you partake in such gatherings, and you think, well, I don't subscribe to that, my thoughts are not like that, I'm just present here, Allah Ta'ala says, you will be just like them. And Allah regards you amongst those people. من رضي بعمل قوم فهو كان شريكا فيهم. Any people who are happy with what other people are doing, they are counted part of those people. So it's a very dangerous thing. In Allah Jami', that is in this world, you will be like them. As far as the Akhirat is concerned, إن الله جامع المنافقين والكافرين في جهنم جميعا. Or Allah ikhatta karega munafiqon ko aur kafiron ko dozakh mein ek jagah. Allah will gather all the munafiq, that is these people who they are like Muslims also, but when they meet the kuffar, they are like the kuffar also. And the kuffar themselves, who are open kafir, who make a joke out of these, the atheists who deny the existence of Allah, who deny Akhirah, Jannah, Jahannam, etc. So we should not socialize with those people. And when they are having their gatherings, their functions, their talks, seminars, conventions, whatever, we should not be part of any of those things. Otherwise, we will be gathered with them in the year after. In this ayat, a very strong command of Allah Ta'ala that be very careful of your sohbat and your company. A person is counted amongst those people that he mixes with. If we mix with righteous and pious people, that will be the consequence on our life. And if we mix with the evil and the wrongdoers, then that will be an effect on us. So we have to see in all our social gatherings, all our functions, etc., where are we going, who are we mixing with, in those places is a mockery of deen. Are the people unmindful of deen? Ulama and Buzurgani deen have written so much that just where there is ghaflat, unmindfulness, do not be present in those gatherings also, because that is going to make you also unmindful of Allah Ta'ala, and you will also fall in ghaflat. So it's very important that a person sees whose company he keeps, where he goes, who he socializes with, who he mixes with. These are very important commands of Allah Ta'ala, and we have to try and obey the commands of Allah to protect our iman, to protect our akhirat. Otherwise, in akhirat, the consequences could be very, very serious for us. May Allah give us all proper understanding of deen and tawfiq to make amal accordingly. Wa akhiru da'wana.